This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, thanks for joining us on the program this afternoon. Kids are almost out of school, and we will talk with Parks and Recreation Program folks from both Wenatchee and the City of East Wenatchee. Carol Andre and Charlie Brown join us coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. But first, happy anniversary to ENIAT, the 75th anniversary of incorporation. They adopted the corporate seal back in May of 1944. So Mayor John Ault is here to talk about kind of the big celebration activities planned for this Saturday. And, John, thanks for coming in today. Good to meet you.
Good afternoon, Dave. Thanks for having us.
So you've got a lot going on Saturday with some whole lot of activities, kind of a full day, and also some projects that you'll be kind of highlighting as well. So we're starting the day off early on Saturday. Remember, this is Father's Day weekend. So, and I said Father's Day weekend, make it a full weekend. If you're looking for some fun things to do up in the community, head for ENIAT. You've got a full day plan, don't you?
We do, Dave. I really appreciate the opportunity to share that with everybody. We've got a number of activities. Actually, the first activity starts with the launch of our breakfast, sponsored by our Chelan and local area, but specifically our ENIAT volunteer firefighters are going to be hosting a pancake breakfast at 9. That's going to get us started for a big day of events, actually. We actually have, shortly after that, we'll be opening what we call our Kids Zone, but it's actually for kids of all ages. We've got some huge inflatables that actually are adult-friendly. So if the folks want to get in and romp around with the kids, that'll be an opportunity to do that as well. Actually, the Tap and Foot folks from Wenatchee are bringing up their first outing of their outdoor small putt-putt golf course. So that's going to be previewed for the first time that day, as well as some very competitive cornhole events. So as we keep doing that, and then for some more activities, it'll actually be an 11 o'clock opening of our beer garden.
I see you've got a classic car and bike show. You've got live music, beer garden. You've got barbecue. You mentioned the mini golf and the cornhole, but all kinds of great vendors and some presentations from the city on some future projects that proud of. It's hard work for some of the smaller communities to get some of these projects announced and underway. Sometimes it takes years to go through grant projects and funding, and I know that you'll have some presentations and showing those off for the citizens. So what's in the works up in ENIAT?
Well, like some of these projects have actually been on the books for as long as since 2016. It's hard for a lot of people to realize just how long some of the windows of opportunity and funding and effort goes into that, but the I've got a fantastic staff there. We have a small but super efficient and dedicated group of professionals that have managed to bring actually three recent projects. They're all, one of those projects would have probably been enough to fill the city's activity schedule for a year, but we've got three happening all at once, so we've been very busy. The one that's been just got finalized here recently, thanks to the Transportation Improvement Board, brought some additional funding for us. We have about a $750,000 street and sidewalk project that we'll be doing a ceremonial groundbreaking on Saturday. And then the city's first actual city-owned sports area that's actually going to be a new baseball field and a new soccer field. That has six different funding partners, the very last of which the Chelan County Commissioners helped us with the final piece of funding for that. That's actually going to break ground next week. So that's been a long-awaited opportunity as well.
Long time coming. And we were visiting out in the lobby. Every community is facing affordable housing and shortages and needs. And you've got some additional housing coming as well to ENIAT.
We do. And that there's a group called the Our Valley, Our Future Project that did a housing solutions study for over a year. That obviously was brought a lot of interesting statistics to the area to try to figure out how to solve the less than 1% vacancy rate problems we have with housing in the area. So when the city first found that there was some people and local investors interested in bringing some multifamily housing to INEOT, we'd partnered with them recently, and we've got, it's going to start with 12 units, and then it's going to be a staggered, phased-in build up to 60 units, which is a huge opportunity for the city.
So lots going on with the 75th anniversary of INEOT, but we didn't even touch on everything. I see that you're going to have the museum open, and then a program with the Wenatchee Valley Humane Society, a pup walk, and then you're going to have some evening activities as well. Tell us about that.
We are what they're calling the pup walk. That is a bakery and raffle type of a thing we're trying to sponsor and get people to participate in helping to fund the Humane Society projects. They're going to bring some animals up that may be available for adoption, so we're excited about helping them do that as well. Along with those other types of activities, and we'll also Link Transit has been kind enough to host a shuttle for us. We're hoping we're actually going to have parking problems, and so they're going to give us an opportunity to find a couple places with remote parking, and they've been kind enough to support that effort for us as well. So that shuttle will be available for folks to have a convenient area to park.
And you got the Wenatchee Valley Youth Circus performing as well?
Correct. So the Youth Circus is going to be performing in an area that we call Kiwanis Park, which is just off of 97A at the north end of town, and that's part of what precipitated our interest in the shuttle. We're hoping to actually direct the number of folks up to park up there later in the afternoon, and then as the events at the city park finalize at around 5 o'clock, we'll hope to transition to an evening's worth of events from about 5:30 to 7:30 or 8 with the Wenatchee Youth Circus. And so we'll have actually hopefully a number of people will be parked up there and be able to enjoy the circus and have access to their vehicle right there.
So it's a, literally a full day. It's kind of like 12 hours of activity to celebrate the 75th anniversary of INEOT. May of 1944 is when they adopted the corporate seal. I was checking out the website. I loved this right off the bat when I logged on, and I understand the website is getting updated, but it says NT Attitude. Is there an NT Attitude? What is the NT Attitude?
Oh, there definitely is. I mean, obviously, anybody that knows the local history of INEOT, they've survived quite a number of what most cities would call catastrophes, whether it be fire or rebuilding on a couple different occasions, and then finally to at the benefit of the community, but as the temporary demise of INEOT, we flooded the town. So they rebuilt for a third time, and I think the city in some ways has been trying to gain an identity since then, and we're really excited about some of these new projects that are going to give us an opportunity to get a new piece of the community that says, well, INEOT's not only a place to drive through, they're hoping to stop. And that's why we wanted to get together today and talk about this opportunity to come and join us for this 75th anniversary. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, everyone's invited. 75th anniversary is really notable. I love, and I was looking at the website, the Chinook Indians called it Enti Atqua. Back in the 1800s. That's a very pretty name, actually. I like that.
It is.
If that had stuck around, I would have liked that as well. But a lot of our names around our communities here in central Washington have a Native American derivative. But as you mentioned, fire in 1913, I think I saw, destroyed the town. It was rebuilt in 1914, and then eventually with Rocky Reach Dam would become underwater. So you had to move again. So What a history, what an ordeal, but INEOT is a community that has always rebounded, I guess is a good word.
They really have, and we were gaining a new identity. I think there, I guess when you were mentioning INEOTQUA, I'd hate to see what Google Maps would do with that, but it's a great name, and it obviously comes from the history of the original Native Indians that were there, and we're part of our opportunity for the weekend is also to celebrate that they were the original pioneers, obviously, and they were there to greet the first settlers when they arrived. So it's a lot of interesting history, and we're partnering with the Park Service and the Forest Service with a lot of new recreational opportunities. We're trying to start a new initiative where we're working on what we call a sustainable recreation opportunities. And so that's kind of one of our new pieces to try to bring a different type of recreation focus to the town.
And, of course, as most people, you drive through Eniette, if you're not an RVer, you can't but help notice how gorgeous your RV park that has been improved and redone. Pretty hard to book space in there because of such high demand. It looks like a beautiful amenity now.
Well, it is popular, for sure. We actually have an online reservation site called Reserve America now, which gives everybody a fair opportunity. So it has been a very popular destination, and it continues to grow thanks to our partnership with the Chelan PUD. They did spend a considerable amount of time and $7 million restoring that park to its current state. In fact, it's just starting to really come into bloom now, the first year after plantings and things like that. Is normally you look at it and go, what's it going to be? And now you're starting to – things are taking shape now that this is coming into the third season.
And, of course, the Eniette, and certainly up the valley, of course, ravaged by fire last summer. We want everyone to be as possibly careful as they can, particularly today. We're in a red flag warning situation. I know that your community is also always ever so mindful of that, but we sure hope for a very safe summer for your area and up in that neck of the woods. But let's all head for Eniette this weekend and come celebrate. Again, everything kind of starts about 9 a.m. with the pancake breakfast and continues as late as 9 p.m. with all kinds of great activities. John, what do you enjoy most about being the mayor of Eniette?
Well, it's just really enjoyed connecting with the citizens. It was kind of a surprise, actually. I was appointed just a little over a year ago when our previous mayor had to go in for heart surgery, and so that was a surprise. And so I found myself in a situation that I wasn't exactly expecting, but it's been a great adventure so far, and had a great team of professionals to work with, and really looking forward to lots of other opportunities for some of these new projects that we have going on.
I should ask, the activities are set for this Saturday. Where does everything, is anything kind of centered in one spot? Where do you head as you come into Eniette to kind of not miss anything and be in kind of the thick of the action for the celebration for 75th anniversary of Eniette's incorporation?
Well, as you come into town, probably the first thing that everybody notices is our sandbar area as you cross the Eniette River. But as soon as you come across the Eniette, you'll be seeing our park on the right-hand side. And all the festivities are going to be in the north end of that park. We'll have a lot of folks out helping with parking and directing. And so should be very easy to see. You'll see a lot of activities. You'll see a lot of RVs, and then you'll see a lot of tents and all the other activities going on. And the music, we have a band starting at noon called The Time Zones, and so they'll be playing as well.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in and passing along the invite, and happy anniversary to Eniette.
Thank you, Dave.
All righty. Mayor John Ault joining us today on the agenda. When we come back, summer is here. What do we do with the kids? Well, we'll have Carol Andre from Wenatchee Parks and Recreation and her counterpart over at Eastmont Parks and Rec, Charlie Brown, joining us next. I'll touch on some of the highlighted programs this summer with both departments on the agenda next.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
All righty. Well, the kids are just about out of school, if not already. And let's talk about what Wenatchee and Eastmont Parks and Recreation programs are offering. And as we welcome into our studio from both Parks and Recreation departments, someone that I'm just meeting for the first time, want to say hello to Charlie Brown from Eastmont Parks and Rec and Carol Andre from the Wenatchee Parks and Rec. Hello to you both. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hope you're both ready for a busy summer.
Yes, we are.
Got everything all geared up. We thought, why don't we have you both come in from both departments and kind of touch on some of the highlights. And not necessarily all just the kids' programs. There are plenty of great adult programs as well. So, Carol, we've had you in many times. I think this may be the first time for Charlie. And Charlie, let's maybe start over with Eastmont Parks and Rec. What are you most excited about in terms of summer offerings over east of the river?
I'm excited about some of the new programs we have this year. We're partnering with the folks that put on the Sunburn Classic 3-on-3 tournament, and we're actually going to make it more of a sports festival. We're going to have a wiffle ball tournament for adults, teens, and youth. There's also going to be a cornhole tournament going on at the park as well. So a lot of new things, as well as the original 3-on-3 concept that they had.
When's that going to take place?
That'll be July 27th and 28th out on 3rd Street between the high school and Eastmont Park.
Yeah, it's normally that the Sunburn Classic has been kind of downtown Wenatchee and moving over to your side of the river and get some more room and kind of expand into some of the activities?
Well, like I said, I think it's more they wanted to make it bigger, grow the sports aspect, and not just keep it a 3-on-3. And moving it down between the high school and the park allows them to do that, and we'll grow it over the next few years.
What else is new?
So we also are going to start up mini art programs. So typically we've only done like 8 to 11-year-olds. We're going to open that up for a little bit younger age. We have mini art in the park, so it'll be 5 to 7-year-olds drawing, doing some clay, some paint, some different things like that. So that'll be Monday and Wednesdays from 5:30 to 6:30.
Anything else that's new and exciting this year?
If you're a fantasy sports guy, we're going to offer fall leagues, but sign-ups for that will start shortly because, you know, NFL starts in the early fall, so we'll be starting fantasy sports as well.
What's the easiest way to get connected with offerings through Eastmont Parks and Recreation?
Either call the office, it's 509-884-8015, or just go to eastmontparks.com.
All righty. Let's jump over to Wenatchee as well. What's anything new and exciting this year, Carol?
You know, we have so much going on that we don't really have room for new.
Understand.
But Understand. Everything's geared up, ready to go. The pool opens Saturday.
Yeah, that was going to be my first question.
Yeah, we've had school rentals in there all week, and Velocity's been in there. We had a huge meet 2 weekends ago, huge operation. So that'll start. Lesson signups are up and running. Huge, huge, big group up there.
Okay, my next question is, how about the wading pools at
various
parks?
Pools open a week from Monday. So the 24th, the wading pool parks are open. Aside from MetHow, it's under construction. That brand new, beautiful park's going to be open next year with restrooms and plazas and all kinds of wonderful things. But Pennsylvania Park and Washington Park wading pools will be open Monday the 24th. Our day camp starts this coming Monday the 17th. Our Special Olympics softball and golf are up and running for summer. Our summer concert series starts mid-July for 6 weeks down at Centennial Park every Friday night. And we're doing a Run with the Cops event for Special Olympics on July 13th. It's a fun run, 5K. And you can just give us a call if you want to be involved with that. It's super fun. I mean, great for families. Last year we had like 30 law enforcement running with all the families and kids. And all the proceeds go back to our local Special Olympics program.
Yeah, that's a great great program. And still taking off from Fred Meyer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So always a great event, and it's fun to see all the kids ready to go and charging out there with the police officers.
They love running with the police officers. Yeah, it's so cool.
And some of them do it in their full uniform and
yep.
boots.
Yes, there were a couple that did do that. Yep.
So, if you want to get signed up for Wenatchee programs, are some of these programs already, is it already too late to sign up?
Well, our summer day camp, I just looked, and we have 2 days with one spot left in each day. But that's not to say that you can't get on a waiting list. We do have waiting lists going, and sometimes parents and families make their plans change, so sometimes spots open up. The waiting pool programs are drop-in, no registration, so come to the waiting pools anytime, 1 to 5, Monday through Fridays. The city pool has all kinds of offerings. We've got adult lessons, kids lessons, private rentals. Our doggy paddle swim is going to be at the end of the season in August. There's lots and lots to do. And just go to wenatcheewa.gov and click on Parks and Rec, and you'll take it to our summer activity guide.
What about the pool over in East Wenatchee, Charlie?
Unfortunately, we do not have the pool this summer. It's under construction. They got a $3 million bond to do some improvements and all that, so that'll actually be closed until about Christmas time. We do have our splash pad at Eastmont Park, though. That's up and running, and the kids from the school have been coming over every day this week and just enjoying that all day. So
I wish they'd have had splash pads when I was a kid.
Oh, they're so cool.
That's like one of the greatest inventions.
It really is. We've got ours at Rotary Park, too. I'm so glad there's one on the other side of the river, too, because ours is jam-o-emmed all the time.
They're packed.
They are.
They hadn't been turned on for 5 minutes, and the kids were already asking, like, can we get in? I was like, yes.
Yeah, the kids are like heat-seeking missiles. They find those splash pads.
Yeah.
Are they pretty, economical to operate?
Yeah, ours is on a recirculating filtration system. So it's recirculated water, chlorinated, so it's clean but recirculated. So when it's not having difficulties operating, it's great.
Well, Charlie or Carol, how do you guys come up with the programs to offer? Do you try to look at maybe what the other department is offering over on the other side of the river?
Definitely.
So that you don't necessarily you fill in a void or
mm-hmm.
to kind of
Definitely.
Work together?
We look at the RAC. We look at the YMCA. We look at Eastmont Parks. And I think we all offer what the community is needing. On the day camp thing, there's not enough spots in day camp. Obviously, all of our camps are jammed. Everybody's full. You know, we'd like to expand that down the road.
Well, what stands in the way of doing that? Is it staff? Is it funding?
Yeah, it's budget. It's facilities. We don't have a lot of facilities. You know, we rent Assembly of God Church on McKittrick to run our day camp out of, but there's only so much space. But we'd like to expand. We got a new full-time recreation coordinator this year, and in the next year and a half to 2 years, we'd like to incorporate a tween program. 6th and 7th graders, because they age out at 5th grade with ours, and that's a hole that we really want to fill. Those kids aren't quite old enough to hang on by themselves, but are old enough to do cool things.
Now, are you still using teenagers, older teenagers, to kind of be kind of the counselors? I know my kids did that during their teenage years. Mm-hmm. It was a great job for them, and I think they got a lot out of it, so yep. You still do that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and most of our staff that we have come from actually being students that partook in the camp, and then they're like, we want to give back and do that same thing. So
we've got a couple that have come through the program and have ended up back with us. We've got about 45 part-time staff this summer, 26 of which are at the city pool, our lifeguards, and then the rest are our rec leaders out in the parks. And then we also have a volunteer program for younger. We've got some 6th and 7th graders volunteering out with our waiting pool supervisors. Just get experience and get their foot in the door and something to do in the summer.
How long will the city pool be open? Have you got a closing date when we get to bring our dogs?
Yes. Your doggy paddle swim, I brought you a flyer, is August 17th, 5 to 7. Turn the chemicals off and we let the dogs go for it. And we fill the waiting pool in there, and it's so fun. It's awesome.
I've got to bring my dog to that.
Yeah.
I always seem to kind of miss out on that, but
it looks
like a lot of fun.
It is so fun. You just laugh because they run the perimeter. They're running through the wading pool. They're just dive bombing into the pool. The labs and the retrievers, man, they're just diving in the big pool. It's hilarious.
So I wonder, are there programs kind of up on the drawing board or things that you'd like to be able to offer, Charlie, that you're kind of thinking about, hope to be able to offer maybe at some point in the future? I don't want to get you in trouble or anything like that, but anything that you'd like to be able to do in the future?
No spoilers given away, but we're definitely planning some new things for the fall, big events and a couple new leagues and things like that. So there are going to be some new things, so keep up to date on our Facebook and the website for that kind of information. But, yeah, there's definitely some things in the works.
Okay, so start thinking about fantasy league stuff, particularly in the fall. You guys actually organize that or host the website, or how do you do that?
So we'll do it through, we're going to use the ESPN Fantasy Sports Leagues, and then people can register through that, and then the winner will actually get a T-shirt, fantasy sports T-shirt, and then we're going to make a plaque and put it up in the community center.
All right. So tell us about some of the concert series downtown here.
I know I should have brought the lineup. It's really good. We have sponsors, and we started using sponsors about 5 or 6 years ago. It opened up the groups that we were able to bring in. So the quality is pretty amazing. And we have food available for kids and families. And we have kids activities going on in the park. So, you know, moms and dads can actually watch the concert and kids can partake in our activities with our rec leaders. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're talking with Carol Andre from Wenatchee Parks and Recreation, Charlie Brown from the city of East Wenatchee Parks and Recreation. Do you really start to notice that as we start to get close to June, that the phone starts ringing from parents going, oh, no.
Yep.
End of school is right around the corner.
Forgot a whole bunch.
I've got to get my kids signed up. When does the phone start ringing in your collective offices for folks starting to wonder, oh, no, what am I going to do? It's almost the end of the school year.
Yeah, for families that are really thinking about it, April, they start calling. Our registration opens in April. Our day camp's pretty much full by May. So the parents that are thinking about it early are the ones that get their kids in, and we've had a lot of, oh, no, what are we going to do with our kids this summer recently?
So you really need to be thinking about this next year in May, really at the latest, to get the kids kind of booked into a slot. Pretty much the same for you, Charlie?
Yeah, our day camp opened up on April 1st and was full by April 5th. It was unbelievable to me. I've never been part of a program that filled up that fast, and so it was amazing. And then, you know, there was kind of a lull, and then over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, people are like, oh, what are my kids going to do? So, yeah, definitely as you come in next year, start thinking early.
Do you have any suggestions when the folks make that call to you now and you have to tell them, sorry, those day camp slots are full? Any ideas?
We've been giving all the other program names out, but they're all in the same boat that we are, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So that's definitely an area where we all could grow. Ideally, we would like to – we've got 30 kids in our camp. That's our max. We'd like to do a 30-30 and double it and split up the ages, you know, K1, 2, and then 3, 4, 5. That's going to be money, location, vans. We've got 3 vans with 30 seats in them, so we can go every day. We're out and about every single day. So it's lots of little details that have to work out to be able to do that, but we sure would like to.
Sure. Well, we wish parents luck in those situations. I don't know, year-round school maybe? But then that makes it rough for family vacations.
I don't think my teacher's son would like that.
No. Understand. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with some more opportunities and some fun things going on with Parks and Rec on both sides of the river. We have Charlie Brown from Eastmont Parks and Rec and Carol Andre from the city of Wenatchee. And News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Okay, we're talking Parks and Rec with Carol Andre from Wenatchee, Charlie Brown from East Wenatchee. So I've got to ask you, what do you guys think of the TV program Parks and Rec?
Well, we have a big photo up in our office of all of us dressed up like one of those characters. I'm Leslie.
So you're fans. You're fans. Charlie, how about you?
I used to like to pretend that I was a Ron Swanson and, you know, hard exterior shell, but I'm more of a Leslie Note myself.
Program. I never really got into that show as a regular watcher, but I can't help myself if I'm, you know, just surfing and I come to it. You have to stop and you have to watch it. That show is so good.
It's pretty hilarious. Yeah. My kids have called me Leslie for years.
Now, do you feel like your departments are as big as the Pawnee Parks and Recreation department? I mean, it looks like a pretty big department
a lot of
red tape there.
There's always a lot of red tape in government. That's just how it is. Try and dive below the radar and just do what you can do. But, yeah,
I just had to ask you that. So, Charlie, just some final thoughts on, again, some other programs maybe we didn't touch on that you want to remind people about for this summer and Eastmont Parks and Rec.
Absolutely. I know everybody's looking for, you know, full-time, you know, day camps and things like that, but if you can't get into it, we offer a lot of sports camps as well. We have tennis, we have soccer, we got our art programs, golf, skateboarding. I mean, there's so many opportunities. If you can't get in the day camps, I mean, still get your kids involved and active and just, you know, get them out and enjoying the weather while it's here.
Okay. So, again, the website for looking those things up?
It's just eastmontparks.com.
Okay. And over in Wenatchee?
Yeah. We were talking about the same thing. We offer a lot of sport camps. Every single week this summer we have sport camps going from flag football to golf to volleyball to soccer, mini hot camps for kids 4 to 6, which is an intro into baseball, soccer, and basketball. And then we have a tiny hawks, which for 3-year-olds, which is so cute. It's soccer, but it's so cute. So it's fun.
All right. Well, we were just visiting for a little bit. Charlie just came to Eastmont Parks and Rec back in February after being in Parks and Rec down in the Sela area. So is Parks and Rec the same everywhere, or how do you like the Wenatchee Valley?
I'm loving the Wenatchee Valley. You know, there's a lot of opportunities, fishing, hunting, hiking, camping. I mean, all of that's around here. And no, Parks and Rec is not the same everywhere. No, it's a bigger program here, a lot more opportunities in East Wenatchee and the Wenatchee side of things than there were in Sela. So.
Well, welcome to Wenatchee.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. And, of course, Carol, how long have you been with Wenatchee
goodness.
Parks and Rec?
29 years.
29 years. Well, that is something.
I did W before that, so
that,
just aged myself.
That is something.
Yeah.
And I know Wenatchee is happy to have you, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
We're always happy. Carol is always here, right, you know, just anytime we ask to come in and share information on any of the programs. So, again, hang in there. I know it's going to be a busy summer. This is your prime time and your big season. So thanks for all your departments do and keeping the kids and us big kids that enjoy the adult programs as well. Charlie Brown from Eastmont Parks and Rec, Carol Andre from Wenatchee Parks and Rec, and it's going to be a busy summer. Thank you both.
Thank you.